Alex Martin, Butch Creek. We're not quite sure the results yet, but good second moto for you, right ahead of your teammates. So that always matters. You know, your number one club in Mexico. I don't know what that counts for, but.
Ego during the week. I can always be like, suck it, Garrett. Now, I don't know if we were 10th or 11th overall. I haven't been able to pull it up. Haven't had service all day. But, it was just kind of a so-so day. I feel like we were just kind of in that mix of Malcolm, Dean, Garrett. So kind of an underwhelming day. Had a really good start in the first moto. Got pushed out pretty wide and literally just was like a ping pong ball in the first lap and went from like 7th to 15th. It was embarrassing. I came back and I was like, dude, literally, I feel like you guys should fire me after that effort. It was so bad. And then the second moto, I rode a little bit better, but I felt notchy today. I don't know. I just didn't, after coming off of Unadilla where I had an unreal flow and felt amazing, I did not get that here today. So
you kind of needed this place because you're never straight, right? You're always on an angle, going up a hill, setting up for a turn. Like, I feel like you have to road race this track a little bit.
Right? I was trying to ride like Eli Tomac out there, but it was not happening. But yeah, you have to be really like patient with the off cambers and stuff, and there's a lot of kinks in the off camber corners, and it's hard to get over through those.
Do you normally like this place? I mean, we all know the moto win, but
yeah, I mean, I think just because I have my first win here and I've won overall, like not overall, but I've tied for overall wins, the vibes are always good coming here. I thought they did a great job with the track prep today, so it was a fun track.
You know, you told me at Millville, tell everybody not to pick you. You're riding this thing out, and now you've had, like, three good races in a row, or three better races for you. So you kind of, like, I don't know, you're just full of shit there because you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we were just, I don't know, we were on a different planet at Millville.
Oh, yeah, because of the head injury?
Yeah, I hit my head pretty good. But, no, I mean, I'm still, like, I'm not going to just not try these last three, four races, you know. Like,
I'm riding it out.
Yeah. I know, yeah, I was having a moment, okay, a senior moment.
Okay.
But no, I mean, for the most part, like, dude, we're grinding that club, you know. Shane's been up, and Garrett and I, my brother's been riding with us during the week, and, like, we've had a good group. Freddie Noren comes up. I'm definitely all in, you know, for these last couple of races. I mean, it'd be nice to get some more top tens, for sure. I feel like we're just on the cusp every weekend.
Four more to go in your illustrious career.
I know, three more to go, Steve, yeah.
What?
Four more motos.
Oh, four more motos. Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of sad. It's dwindling down a little bit, but I feel like the emotion that I had at Millville, I haven't had that since then. So hopefully, I can just focus on the laps and just keep trying to get in that top 10.
What do you know about this new Troll Training athlete, Mr. Side from Texas? He's a journalist.
Dark Side.
Yeah. What do you know about him?
Yeah. I'm trying to give him a few tips here and there. We'll see if he listens or not.
All right.
I don't know. I don't really want to be held responsible for his results because he's like, hey, like, you know, I want to play this thing on Mathis. You know, let's sign up for troll training and I'll come swinging for that nationals. And I'm like, you need to do good now. Like, you need to be in shape and you need to represent us well. So we'll see.
All right. Well, I don't appreciate you training the enemy. So,
yeah, well, I mean, you can always come to trolltraining.com and subscribe on a plan, Steve.
I just text Wesley.
Yeah, I mean. With your and I history, I feel like you could probably get a discount code.
Okay,
you know, get some discounts or something.
Well, I'll look into it. Thanks, man.
Thank you.